They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to Business News Hour. Grateful that you are here. We are sitting at Smoky Row on 12th Street in Crocker, I think it is, in the beautiful city of Des Moines.
And 19th Street.
19th Street. Sorry. The mayor said 19th Street. That's right. Yeah. I can't. My glasses aren't on. I'm with Mayor Frank County, who is seeking re-election after 16 years of being the mayor of the capital city of Des Moines. Welcome, Frank. Good to have you here again. Good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be back.
You know, we spent some time this spring, as a matter of fact, in a long discussion about all things Des Moines at lunch. And right. I still play that from time to time. It was a great time. And that was just after a friend of both of ours had died, Bill Stowe.
That's right.
And, you know, you think about that. And just today, we got the word that Joanne Zimmerman has just passed away.
Yeah.
And, good people. Mayor Frank, let's talk a little bit about 16 years in office. That's a long time. It's the longest serving mayor for the city of Des Moines. Why do you want to go for 20?
You know, this has been a great 16 years. I remember when I took office, part of the issue was to get the streetlights back on. And some of the city manager and others thought it was a great idea. We'd turn off 25% of the streetlights and we'd show everybody how it's great. I thought it, represented a really poor visual of Des Moines.
I mean, think we forget that story.
Yeah, right. But remembering at the end of the day that it was about, let's get rid of backroom deals. Let's put everything out in front. Let's talk with citizens. Let's talk with business. We're better off all of us working together. We got those streetlights back on, and unfortunately, there was a tragedy that was part of it. Underneath one of those streetlights on the east side, a young man came out from behind a car and was hit underneath a streetlight that was out and killed. And to me, it not only was a public safety issue, but was an image issue for the city of Des Moines. We've got those streetlights back on, and we're proud of it. And I've got to tell you, so many great things have happened in and around this city, and including, most recently, the local option sales tax. It gives us an opportunity here in the city of Des Moines to have a set of funds that we can do some very important things, including additional street repair, lowering property taxes. We said that if it was passed, that we would lower the levy 60 cents and go back to a level that hasn't been here since 7 or 8 years. We did that. We've lowered our levy 60 cents, and we're hopeful that we're going to be able to lower it again 10 to 20 more cents, and we're going to work on that part of it. Now, I got to tell you, it doesn't mean that everybody's assessment is going down.
But because valuations went
up. Yeah. And so the we are not in charge of valuations. We don't know what those numbers are going to be. But we did the part that we could do, which was the levy. And that's what we're going to continue to focus on because that's what we have the power over. But we have to keep in mind that everything that we do there's other parts of the levy that everybody sees on their bill. It's the school district. It's Polk County. It's Broadlands. It's DART. It's everything else, and we don't control those. But we are partners with everybody, and it's all of us working together. And to your point, I've got to tell you, all those promises that we made, I was in charge of Plan DSM as we thought about the next 40 years and what we want to be, sort of a broad 30,000 foot, where do people live? Where do people work? How do they get to and from? What are the corridors that they use for transportation? Are we going to have public transportation and have that vision? And then we have Guide DSM, that's the 1 to 5 year plan on actually how are we going to start implementing that? Where are we going to start rebuilding the streets? Where are we going to do the sidewalks? Where are we going to do the infrastructure that's necessary to support that vision, knowing that, you know, those things are going to happen? I led that as well. I led the the Live DSM, which is our new park plan that's expanding that. I worked on Move DSM, which is a sidewalk. We're adding 180 miles of sidewalks to the city to connect people to everything from bus stops to safe routes to schools. We're going to spend, and our plan is to spend nearly $300 million on street improvements. And on top of that, over the next 10 years, and on top of that, we're going to spend $12 million a year at least on street repairs, which is potholes, which is crack filling, which is all those kinds of things. And I've got to tell you, we've been able to move that forward in so many significant ways using technology. We've worked with our new public works director, who's a great guy. He has great ways, new machinery, new ideas, new training methods on how we work with potholes, for instance. Previous fiscal
year. Yeah,
that's
potholes. I mean, yeah. There you go. All politics are local, and all politics seem to revolve around potholes.
Yeah, they can, and I got to tell you, it's come up recently. But with this new plan, we did previously 6,000 potholes, what seems like a lot of potholes. But last winter was devastating. We had a freeze-thaw cycle that kept going, and we saw a lot of damage to the streets. This year, with this new app and with a technology out of our new public works director, we moved from 6,000 potholes to 16,000 potholes. And I've got to tell you, everybody can be part of the solution. Get the, and I'll make this recommendation
sure.
to everybody, Mike, go get the app. It's free, My DSM. And you can go out and you can report issues on the streets, on the sidewalks. Take a picture of it. It GPSes it. You have a little fill out of what the problem is. Send it off. You'll get a reply back, and it'll be fixed in 24 to 72 hours.
Yeah, that really speaks, Mayor Frank. That really speaks to being responsible to the citizens. I mean, that's a big deal for some people. I get
that's
it.
Right.
Snow removal, sidewalks that are disrepair. Potholes, all of those things impact not only individuals who live here, but the quality of life that
Absolutely.
They have. And so that your people have come up with this app that folks can utilize right now, as a matter of fact. So,
yeah
it is. What's the app's name again?
My DSM.
My DSM. All right. We will have...
Go to your app store.
And get it.
Pick it up. It's free.
All right. You know, there's no.
And I got to tell you that one other thing on that.
Sure.
To your point, Mike, it's. I go to hundreds of meetings every year, and it's about listening to citizens. It's about hearing what they care about. It's about the streets. It's about the sidewalks. It's about their parks. It's about public safety. And that's why we've moved forward so many of these things with. The local option sales tax and all these planning efforts. It's our listening to citizens and their concerns and their cares. And by the way, to finally give you the final answer to your original question, that's why I'm running. I'm the guy that made the promises. We got more to do, and we got to make sure we keep this on track.
You know, there is a real issue that I wanted to visit with you about, and some people just don't want to talk about it. The Des Moines itself. Des Moines, West Des Moines, this area, has all kinds of accolades, tons of accolades. Best place for young families to move, best place for individuals to start a business, best place for millennials. All of these really wonderful things, and they are all true. I mean, we have a downtown system that is absolutely gorgeous, and it is the envy of many communities across the United States.
And around the world, for
yeah.
that matter.
But, and you knew there was a but coming, we're sitting here at 19th and Crocker at Smoky Row, and if I could throw a good baseball, I could hit an area of town that is really having some serious economic issues, where individuals are paying anywhere from 40 to 50 to 55% of their income on housing and transportation to jobs that maybe they're making $8 or $10 an hour in the western suburbs. So we have a poverty issue at the same time that it's almost like we have a tale of two cities going on. Can you speak to that?
Sure. This has been a concern of mine and I'm sure of many of our city council members and our citizens. You know, where do they work? What's their wage? What do they make? what can they afford to own and where can they afford to live and how do they meet their needs of life, their food, their health care, all of those kinds of things. And as you mentioned, there's areas of Des Moines and probably of the region that have problem properties. And so we've looked at working with neighbors. How do we lift those neighborhoods up?
Right.
How do we recapture some of those that have been either abandoned or somehow become sort of what we would call derelict properties? What is it that we do? So part of our local option is a blitz on blight. It's about getting control of those properties and when necessity is there, take them down. The ones that we can, let's try to reinvest in them and get them back into hands of people that want to recover them, want to live in them, want to make this their home. And I know that, that's happening in a number of neighborhoods as people see the opportunity. But they're still somewhat discouraged because maybe two doors down or three doors down, there's another house that is neglected and nobody's living in and there's, plywood over the windows and the doors. We need to address that. We need to work with the neighbors and figure out how we lift it up. How do we find funding, financing for people to move in into those houses that could be potentially affordable and give them an opportunity? But I got to tell you, we can't solve all the issues without getting back to what I think you hinted at is some of the base cause. Some of those jobs are not living wage jobs.
That's right.
And we, and I'll say the city of Des Moines, we had a conversation at our city council table of what people ought to get paid. I thought it should be $15 an hour, and we should move towards that. And at the city, nobody that works for the city of Des Moines that's a full-time employee makes less than that. So we're over that with the city of Des Moines. There was resistance amongst a lot to move immediately to that. So we agreed to go to with Polk County. We supported their efforts, $875 the first year, $975, and then $1075. And so that moved out. Polk County
passed. And what happened to that plan, Frank?
Well, I got to tell you, it passed here, and then all of a sudden the Iowa legislature stepped up and said, home rule has no authority here. City of Des Moines and Polk County, you can't do that. We have the authority, and $7.25 an hour, $7.25 an hour is good enough for Iowa. I've got to tell you, the same thing is happening in Washington. We need to look at livable wages and what that means in 2019. $7.25 an hour might have been really great in 1995, but here we are years later. We need to move forward and decide what a livable wage is and how do we lift all people up, so that they can afford where they live, they can afford transportation, they can afford health care, and they can put food on the table for their family.
It's going to be relatively difficult if you've got the Iowa legislature saying, no, you can't do those kinds of things, and you have a federal law that still sits at $7.25, although in many states across the country, and you well know this, many mayors across the country have pushed through those rulings, and to the benefit of lots of people that live there.
And that's right. But the unfortunate thing is back to that home rule that you mentioned earlier.
Right.
One would think that we could, with discussions with our citizens and with our businesses, push a livable wage. But this state has not allowed us to do that.
Frank County is our guest. He is the mayor, long-serving mayor of the city of Des Moines. You know, one of the things, Mr. Mayor, that I like to say, because people in the suburbs, you know, Des Moines is surrounded by these suburbs, and I like to say that if the city of Des Moines sneezes, the suburbs can catch a cold, because what goes on here really is impactful, isn't it, for the rest of the area?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think about it. When I first took office and you know, we get to see all those people that come here every 3 to 4 years to watch, you know,
right,
who's going to be the next leader of the free world. And I myself remember coming down Fluor Drive. I used to live on the south side. And what the city of Des Moines looked like.
Boy.
And, you know, with a kind of a broken down motel there at, on Gray's Lake and what it looks like today.
I remember it well, sir.
And you look at the skyline of downtown. This is the heart of Iowa. This is the there in Iowa, Des Moines. And great things have happened downtown, but I've got to tell you, we're making great things happen in the neighborhoods because neighborhoods are our number one priority. Downtown is a neighborhood, but we've got 200,000 people that are living elsewhere, and we're lifting them up, and we're doing it by listening to them. We're making investments in the parks. We're making investments in streets, in sidewalks, trying to improve and take that blitz on blight. We have a lot of plans in place, and I've got to tell you, without this heart, I don't see how the growth continues in central Iowa. It's all of us working together that will make it happen, the city of Des Moines, but this is there in the state of Iowa, and we're proud of it.
When we talk about housing, and there was just a recent decision by the city council in Des Moines with regard to zoning, and I saw issues about, okay, any housing that's built in the city needs to have a basement, a two-car garage. All of that sounds really nice, but does that price us out of affordable housing in the city?
And we got to go back to the affordability discussion. You know, if somebody has a 1,000-square-foot house and it is said that it costs $195 a square foot, that would be $175,000 to $195,000,
right,
to own that house. And, you know, sometimes they say, well, the addition of a basement or, you know, a garage would increase that cost. We understand that there are areas, and we've worked with Habitat for Humanity, we've worked with Anawim. There are places where we understand that those kinds of developments without a garage, without a basement, are appropriate. But we got to look at where they are and how they are. And, you know, an investment in a house, if somebody's going to buy one, that is their, really their biggest asset of a lifetime. And we want to make sure that regardless of what it is, that 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they have a quality of house that has appreciated in value, that it's worth more than that $175,000 or $95,000, and they've seen it. We want to make sure that the materials and the way that it's built and where it's built is appropriate. And, you know, for those that were looking at the affordability issue, there's that sort of missing middle that we need to talk right about also. And where is it appropriate to put in slightly denser housing, whether it's fourplexes, sixplexes, eightplexes, small apartment buildings? I mean, how do we preserve that opportunity and make it, and where is it appropriate to do it? Working with neighbors, working with neighborhoods, and keeping it close to those amenities, whether it's a corridor that has public transportation or near a grocery store or near the drugstore, near all those necessities of life. And that's that planning deal. That's what that plan DSM is all about. And the zoning code has been put in place to help give us guides. Now, we also understand that we need to have further discussions, because a 300-page document that we've been working on for 3 years and we've had hundreds of people give us input, we know that there's going to be continued more input. There's going to be builders that are going to have some questions, and we're working with them, and we've got a path to work through a number of their issues, of which, by the way, here we have a brand new document, and we already have about six or more amendments to make to it. But we understand that there need to be probably early amendments to make sure everybody understands and it accommodates the needs of our citizens. This document is put in place so that everybody has an understanding and a confidence as to what's going to happen. A neighbor doesn't want to have something really out of the ordinary happen right next to them. Is a matter of right. If there's going to be a change in use, that needs to happen. And so the appropriate definitions are in the code for how land use is going to occur. But I think we need to continue to educate and have discussions with neighbors and with the business sector and thinking about, and the city. How does this work? How does it feel? Does everybody understand it? And if there's more discussion that has to happen, and I think that affordable housing issue is one of those points, we need more input because there's lots of different views of what it is, how it works, and how it serves people. So we're setting up a way to do it. We're going to work with Amos. We're going to work with neighborhood leaders. We're going to work with contractors, and we're going to come together and try to address that.
Frank County is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. In this first part, we've covered lots of territory. We are coming back in just a moment, and we're going to tackle an issue that is on top of mind awareness for so many people, and that has to do with water, H2O. What are we doing in the future? What are the constraints that we have in the central Iowa area? And what does it mean with regard to the Des Moines Waterworks? All of that is yet to come. Stay with us.